We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and we're starting the last line of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. We learned from the Mishnah that because Darkei Shalom, the first Aliyah goes to the Kayin, the second Aliyah goes to the Levi, and then the Yisrael comes. Now, what's the order by the Yisraelim? So Gemara speaks out like this: Shalchu Lei B'nei Galila L'Rabbi Chelboy. Achareihem, after the Kayin and Levi, Mi Kayin. Who? What's the order? Is there a Takana of Darkei Shalom or not? He didn't know what to answer. Also, the Shaila Ritzu Navcha went to ask Ritzu Navcha, Malay, Achareyem, Kerim, Talmidei Chachamim, Hamunim, Parnos, Malatzibur. The first Aliyah goes to the Talmidei Chachamim, who are the Parnos, Malatzibur. They're the leaders of the Tzibur. And in order to be a Parnos, Malatzibur, Rashi says that you have to be, Kol Shashayla Ma'isei Dovar Halacha B'chom, Malka Yim Vayimra. You can ask him at Dvar Halacha anywhere, and he answers on the spot. So Talmid Chacham Hamamun and Parnas Malatzibur get the next Aliyah. Bachareim after them go to Talmid Chacham Haruyin Lemnoisa Parnas Malatzibur. The one who's Ruyim, the ones who are Royu, they are big enough Talmid Chacham to be the Parnas, to be the Manig, but there's not a Manig right now. Bachareim after them is the Bnei Talmid Chacham Shavisem Munim Parnas Malatzibur. The children of the Parnasim, they have Schus Avos, they go next. Vachareim Roshei Knesiyos. Afterwards go the Askanim who help out the Beis HaKnesses, and then V'chol Adam, and then afterwards, and that's the halacha, the Kapaskin and Simon Kuf Lam Vav, that this is the order. But the Mishmaru points out that if they sell the Aliyahs, so the halacha is whoever buys it can give it to whoever he wants. So this is everything's equal. No one bought it. So then the order is Tamid Chamim, and then the Royam Tamid Chamim, and the children, and then the Rosh HaKnesses, then the but then the regular V'chol Adam. But if they buy the Aliyah, they give it to whoever he wants. Now, we know this is not the minig. We don't. It's not always the Parnasim and Talmid Chacham get all the aliyahs. So the Aruch HaShulchan actually writes that it could be that Hayoyim, but there's no one you can ask at Dvar Halacha in every place and they say it. So therefore, maybe there's very few people like that, and therefore, it doesn't apply anymore, these halachas. Zogt Maravaita. Shalchu le b'nei glila Rav Chelboy. Ma'u likrois b'chamashim. Once we started with the shailas that b'nei glila asked Rav Chelboy, the Gemara brings in other shailas. This shaila like this: Ma'u likros b'chamashim beis haknesses betzibur. We're talking about chamashim, which means that they were written beklaf on a parchment with all the ketukas sefer Torah, but it was only bereishis, only sefer bereishis, only sefer shemois, only sefer vayikra. Could you lean from these chamashim, which is not a complete Torah, in the beis haknesses betzibur? You want to be leaning on Shabbos? Could you use this chamashim? They didn't have what to answer. Also, shaila ritzu nafchalav yad. They didn't know. Also, shaila be'medrasho pashtu maha. And they asked in the Mishmarish, and they brought a riot from this memory, the Amr of Shmuel Bar Achmeni of Yechanan. Sefer Torah Shechase Riyah Achas. We have a complete Sefer Torah that one of the Riyahs are missing. Ain Kairim Boy, you can't use it for laning. So the Chayr is a riot, they need a full Sefer Torah. Here, heck, you use a Chumash. Here you see a Sefer Torah is missing one Riyah, Ain Kairim Boy. So it's a riot, they can't use a Chumash. The Gemara says, no, that's not a riot. Lohi. Hoso Mechasa Mosa. There you have a Sefer Torah, it's missing something. So therefore, it's something wrong. It's something wrong. You're calling it a Sefer Torah, it's not. It's missing something. Masha Enke and Hacham, you call it a Chumash, and it's a complete Chumash. Lohi Mechasa Mosa, so maybe it's better. So it's not Pesh to Shaila. But Lamais, what's the law for Lamais? It's Rabbi Reis Yom Tevayu. Ein Karim Mechamashim, Rabbi Zek Nesas, Mishum Kavad Tzibur. The Lamais say you don't lean with Chumashim in the basic Nesas because of the covet of a Tzibur. Now, the Ram brings down from the Rajba, what's the reason? Because you look like an Ani. If the Shul leans from a Chumash, it looks like, oh, they can't afford a Sefer Torah, so that looks like Anias, and that's why it's a Bezoyin, it's not covered of the Tzibur, to lean with such a Chumash. Now, the Ram speaks out like this, that the Kan Kosher Rabbeinu Zal, which is the Rajba, Halacha of Lelam Aisha, Shem Nimtza Toys for Sefer Torah, Be'echam on a Chumashim, Mutta means you have a Sefer Torah, it's a complete Sefer Torah. And one of the, an imbaratia, Sefer Bereish is a mistake. Mut likra b'shar, you let her read from the other ones, let's say from Shema Yisuf HaYikra or Midbar Dvarim, ta inecha moshim akim zeh play kavet tzibur. Kimish a Sefer Torah, shom shabbatam. He says, what's the reason why you can't learn from chamashim? Because it's not kavet tzibur. It looks like you can't afford a Sefer Torah. But if you have a Sefer Torah, so then it's good, then you could read from chamashim. So now, even though one of the chamashim has a psul in it, but the other chamashim are complete, and be'etzim a chumash is good enough. Just the problem was covered tzibur. Here you have a false sefer Torah. Therefore, the Rashba's lemaisa, the Ram brings down halacha of lo lemaisa, they allowed to lay from this. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Sivan Kuf Mem Gimel at Enesiv Dal, the Ramah brings it down that if Mokim Shasat Chak, you could be samech on this. Lemaisa Bir Halacha brings down that from Rashi, it's very not like that because Rashi holds that if you have a Sefer Torah that's missing something, it's worse. And here, you look at the whole Sefer Torah, it's missing something. There, it's called Sefer Torah Chasa. And Mashenke and the Rashi doesn't hold of that, but Kubitz Machlekes Rashi ben Rashi, what do Lachal Maisa? Look at Shulchan Aruch with Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, the end of Sif Dal and the Ramah, if you want to know what the Lachal Maisa is. So the Gemara writes, Rav Yisrael Matavai, Rav Yisrael, not a memra. Hai Sefer Aftarta. They couldn't afford a lot of times to write Nevi'im on Klaf. Therefore, they wrote a Sefer that just had the Aftaris in it. Are you allowed a lane from that, Betzibar? So Rav Yisrael Matavai, Hai Sefer Aftarta, also Limikre B'Shabbos. You can't read it at all. You can't read it at all. My time, Lenita Lekosev. He says you can't write something that's less than a Sefer. You're not allowed to write a Chumash or a Sefer of Navi that's not complete. And here you're only writing parts of the Navi. You're writing only half Torah. It's also to read on Shabbos. It's Loinit Lekosev, therefore you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos because it's also to use. Maravashi Omar Totulin Ami also. You can't even Metalto, you can't, it's Muksa because you can't read it. My time, the Haile Chosel Mikrebay. Veloy, Morris is not true. Shari Totulin Vishali Mikrebay. You're allowed to Metalto, you're allowed to lane from it. Why? That was talking about Tarshav HaPed that he wrote down. And there they used to read those Agarata from these Svarim on Shabbos. Now I'll write down Tarshav HaPed. Since it was very hard for him to remember, therefore, as Eitz Lasos, that shouldn't forget the Torah, we allow you to write it down. The same thing over here. They couldn't afford to write the whole Navi on cloth and parchment. Therefore, they allowed them to write it as after Torah. Like Rashi says, since therefore, we allow you to read from allowed to use this. And it's a big shayla of tzibur if you allow a lane after Torah like that. Lamaisa, a lot of the Acharedim say you should lane dafka from a nach shalem, even if it's printed, but it should be dafka, a full nach, and a full tinach, and that's where you should lane from, and not from the chumash. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that every tzibur should try to get a navi written on klaf. The Mishnah Berurah is in Reish Pei Gimel, I think. He says that everyone should be careful, Reish Pei Dalet or Reish Pei Gimel on Hilchos Shabbos, they should be mizara to get a nice klaf. Lamai said there is a tzad that if everyone just lanes from non chumash, it's a shayla of bracha levatala of the one who's saying the brachas. So it's best to, if you don't have the klaf, is to lane from a tanach loud and everyone listens quietly. That's the and reads along in the chumash. That's the best way to do it. And of course, the ultimate is to get a real klaf navi. Talk more about it. Vayimnei abayim rabba. Mao lichtoy megillah letinik leslamidba. Like we said before, they are not allowed to write part of the Torah. Now, we come out by chumashim. Said before, the Gemara says that if you had chumashim, Moshe was with tzibur. So it sounds like a full chumash you're allowed to write on a cloth. That's fine. But what about writing a few parashas at a time? In order, so you wanted the tinnik to learn, you let it write a megillah, the tinnik slamid. Let it write the Torah part of the Torah, like part of a few parashas on by itself, without being on the whole Torah. You let it write megillah, the tinnik slamid means you let it write parashas brachos and parashas noach by itself. So it works like this. The boil man the amma tyra megillah. No. The boil man the amma tyra chasumin. That means the machlaikis, how was the Torah given to us? Was the Torah not written until it was complete and then they wrote the entire Torah and gave it to Klal Yisrael? Or as it went along, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote those parashas and then afterwards they attached it? So the Gemara explains what the Gemara Shaila is. The boil man the tyra megillah. Even if the amma that the Torah was written megillah. So you still have a shayla. Why? On one hand, keeping the Megillah Nitna, since it was given to Klal Yisrael, one Megillah at a time, one parish at a time, Nitna, so Kaisman, so you can write it now for Tanaikis, for tonight, for the children. Or Dilma, keeping the Idbegabit, once they attach it to one Sefer Torah, so it has to be written as one Sefer Torah, you can't write it Megillah. That's a shayla for the man, the Amma, Megillah Nitna. Tabayla man, the Amma, Torah Chasuma Nitna, you also, the Mara, the shayla, why keeping the Chasuma Nitna in Kaisman, you can't write. You can't write it this way. Adilma kim loyevshus. It's very hard for them to write always a whole Sefer Torah for every single cheder child. Therefore, kasvinam, even though the Torah is getting that way. Omalei was a psak. Omalei in kaisvin. Or matam fisha in kaisvin. This says you can't do that. Why? Because we have a Kabbalah. You don't write Megillah. So it sounds like this Gemara. No one argues really that we'll see soon at Tanai. But it sounds like we're paskin in kaisvin. We'll speak out the Shittas Arif soon after we see the next few Gemaras. Here it says, Paskin, you cannot write Megillah. Esvei, Afhi, it says Heloni Amalka was gebenched because he also tavla shalzav, she made this tablet of gold, she parasha shayta ksuv aleim, the parasha that's written on it, in order for the kohen to read it and to copy it over onto a piece of cloth, and that was the cloth they put into the water and erased it in the water for shayta. So she made this template that everyone copied from, made out of zav. So what do you see? He wrote the parasha of shayta on a tablet. You see, you write Megillah. And for the Gemara, Rishon Malakus, Rav Yana, Aleph Beis, it's Lav Dafka. They wrote it like that way. What they wrote it in Remez, they wrote it Aleph Beis. They just wrote the first few letters of every word, and that's how you understood that what it said. But they didn't write the whole parash, the whole parash. You can't write a parash by itself. It's not a riot. Eisvei, not a kasha. Eisvei, similar riot. Because Kosev, when the Kohen writes his piece of cloth, Roya v'Kosev Hashkosev v'Tavla, he sees what says on the tablet and he writes it. So Chayrav, he writes Aleph Beis. You have to write the whole parash, no? So you see clearly the tablet was written mamish every word. And they were Ema Kamosha Kosov Tavla, like a fetus emonim of a tavla, you wrote it on the cloth. You wrote it on the cloth. That's the fetus emonim, you wrote it down. Now that wasn't it seems like that wasn't a kasha that Haylai write the parasha Saita, because certain things the Torah says, you write, that's not a din, you're writing Torah. There you're writing parasha Saita. That's for sure allowed. For example, you're allowed to write the parasha of Tefillin, they allowed to write, you know, it's a Megillah, that's not Megillah Lumoy, that's a din tefillin. So the parasha of Saita that you're erasing, that's posture, you can write a parasha. Just the question was, how can you make that tavla, which is what you're learning from, what you're reading from, how you let it do that? So Marzi did it with Aleph Beis. I, it says, Roya Masha Kasa, it means Masha Kasa of a tavla. Eisvei, Kishu Kaisev, Roya Vitavla, Kaisev Masha Kasa Vitavla. You're right, what says in the tavla? Maya Kaisev, what says in the tavla? What does it say in the tavla? Zok the Bryce of a first. It says the whole parasha Saita, which goes like this. If you weren't Mazana, and chulu. So it says clearly it was written out exactly in the Psukim. So heck is it was alphabets. So Mar says, I say Rugin. It said the words Mshachav and Mloishachav, but the rest of the pasuk it didn't say. And that's also not called writing a Megillah. But Lamaisa Mar says Katanoi. It's really Mechagas Tanoim. This Shaila, the Labra Megillah, Mechagas Tanoim. Tanakama says, "In kois megillah tinnikil samba, you cannot write a megillah for a tinnik to learn from it. If your plan is to finish it, you just started writing it, then about that, it's mutter. Like every sefer Torah, you think you write all sefer Torah in one day? No, if you plan on finishing it, then that's not a problem. Rav Yehuda Eimer, no, you could write parashas, but you have to write a whole inyan. Rav Yehuda Eimer, brachas adar hamavel, you could write the whole sefer, the whole parashas brachas, the whole parashas noyach adar hamavel that you like to write. And for example, with Taras Kanim, you're allowed to write from beginning of Yikra. Ad vahibiyam ashmini, till parashas shmini. Because the Yikra and Tzav, you could write, because it's one inyan. Rehuda says you could write parashas, it just has to be one inyan. So it's machlek is tanoim. Now I say, how do we paskin? So before we had the mandi omay selafisha in Kaisan, that's how we paskin. So the Rambam Ptaga paskins that you hold, you're not allowed to write Megillah. The Maestro, the Rif paskins, you could write Megillah. And the question is, what's pshat on the Rif? L'chari, the Gemara says, in Kaisan. So the Rosh has two pshatim. One pshat is, he says, the Gemara before says, you're allowed to write chumashim, so that's arguing. Like we spoke out before, the Chumash might be different, but the Rosh holds are the same. And if he says that Gemara is a Mashal like this, that's why he passed like that. That's one pshat in the Rosh. Second pshat in the Rosh is because Ace Lassai is, because people don't forget that they can't afford to write Sefer Torah. And if you can't write the Megillah, you know it's be able to learn. I'll read you part of the Rosh inside. He brings down that the Rif Paskins, the Elad, write Megillah, V'chein Hilchah, Sava Tema, Kivan the Rabbah, Heshel Abaya, in Kosim, Alekam, and the Polygalah. So what's pshat? V'oy, the Roy lifts a loch Tanakama, the Rabbi Yudah, from this price that we just learned. So he says, Enfert the Rosh, the first Tarat of Yusuf, Efshu Sava Loch Rabbi Yechon, Dama Tarat Megillah, Megillah, no, because you see before, he said, even a Chumash, you'll write a Chumash. V'oid, Ra l'hokam shun lay Efshu, l'cha oni shivisra, l'chta Tarat Shleim Alivino. He says, the reason is, because every oni can't write a Tarat Shleim, you want to have things for your children, therefore, you're allowed to write Megillah, and that's why today we have Chumashim that are just part of the Torah, because Lamaisa, we do write Megillah. Unless you want a Taina that it could be the whole Issa Megillah is only if it's only cloth or parchment, but that's not a Shaila of Feyatzma. Zogtim Maravaita, further with the Sugya of Megillah Gilan Itna, or Vyekam Shim Rebbe Bana, Torah Megillah Gilan Itna, the Torah was given Megillah, which means that we had it before Machlokes. How was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael? So one man, the Omer says, Omer Rav Yechon Shem Rav Bono, Torah Megillah Nitno. It's given to Klal Yisrael a Megillah at a time. Shenema, David HaMelech says about that he, when he became king, it was a big tumult if he should become king, because this is a story when he killed Goliath, and Shaul said he's Roya from Malucha, and they try to make a fuss. They're not really melucha. Why? Because he's a grandson of Rus, and Rus was a Mayavia. And it says, you know, Mayavia is not coming to the call. So the darshan Mayavi loy Mayavis. And David HaMelech said he found a remez in the Torah, because it says by the two daughters of Lot, who one had Maya, one had Amoin, it says about them, "Shtei b'nei secha nimtzois, loshen nimtzois." And by David HaMelech it says, "Loshen matzasi David avdi." So he said, "Ooh, I am merumez in the Torah itself." And he said the pasuk like this: "Ozo marti hinibasi b'megillah sefer." My name, my future is in Megillah Sefer. What's Megillah Sefer? The Torah. What do you see from here? The Torah is called the Megillah. Zakar Becher and Saraya, the Torah is written in Megillah. Shimmer and Lakash, I mean, no. Torah chasuma nitna. Rish Lakash holds that the Torah was given as a whole Torah. Shinema, lekoyach as Sefer Torah hazeh. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidin, says, lekoyach as Sefer Torah hazeh, v'samta Moshe v'tzad orim, b'ris Hashem lekechem, v'yushom l'chad ala, says, lekoyach as Sefer Torah hazeh. So you see the whole Sefer Torah? Break the Gemara, v'idach nami, the one who says Megillah, Haksiv l'koyach, who the bus did back? That was after it was attached. I didn't say it was never a Sefer Torah. I said it was made Megillah, now it was attached. V'idach nami, haksiv Megillah, Sefer Kosilai. Who the whole Torah, kule ikra Megillah? You call the whole Torah Megillah also, haksiv. V'yem elai, ma'ata roya, v'amani roya Megillah offa. The Gemara in Erevin says, Megillah offa is referring to the Torah. That's one pshat, why the Torah is called Megillah, even though this man the Yama holds, that was given as a whole Torah. Inami, k'rab Levi. Rab Levi, there were eight parashas that were written down as a klaf, because they needed it that day. Shmoyne parashas never be able to hook my Mishkan. There were eight parashas that were given the day the Mishkan was put up. What are the eight parashas? So the Gemara lists of eight parashas, and in them there's a collective showing what each one means. Elohein, parashas Kahanim, which means the parash of Emor, which is the Hilchas Tumah of Tomei Meis, and that which wives let him marry, and which mum it passes them. That was the parash of Kahanim, beginning of parash of Emor. Then parash of Levim, which Rashi has two pshatim, we'll go to the first part of Rashi, that means kachas Levim, all the halachas of the Levim. Parashas Tameim, Rashi and Parashas Tameim means the parash of Pesach Sheni, which is very fair because it's a month and a half before Pesach Sheni, so why would you say it today? Therefore, Taisa says Parashas Tameim means the Tamei of a Koyin, Legavi Tumah Sheretz v'Nevela. Well, Parashas Shluach Tameim. Shluach Tameim is the parash of which Machna every Tumah has to go out from. For example, Tomei has to go out of Machna Shchina, the Tomei Keri has to go out of Levi, and Matzar has to go out of Yisrael. Those halachas you have to know. The first day of the Mishkan, you have to know those halachas. You have to know Kahanim, you have to know Levim, you have to know Tameim, you have to know Shluach Tameim. Well, Parashas Achrei Mois was said the first day. Now, Achrei Mois, the Chayra, what's Shaychus, that has to be Yom Kippur. Zog Rashi. The reason is because it's Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. Since it was a warning about not going into the Kodesh Kodashim, we have permission, so therefore it's Achrei Shnei Bnei Aaron, that's what they said at this day. The next parasha, top on base, the parasha Shem said this day also, because another view. Because this today was given the Isser to go in to the Heichel, the Beis Hamikdash, with being drunk. It was only started today. That's what said the parasha today. Parasha is Neiros, which is the parasha of Menorah, which only started today. Well, parasha is Paraduma, and the parasha Paraduma, because today was the day that was given the parasha of Paraduma in order that they should get ready to do the Karan Pesach, they all have to be not Tomei Meis. And therefore, they have to know parasha Paraduma. Like the Shalmi says, on the Echem Nisa Hukam Mishkan, Vishenu and Nisva Parah, the second day of Nisva Parah, so they have to know the parasha Parah. Like upon him, the Gemara says it's called the Megillah, because there were some Megillahs. These eight parashas were given that day, and they had to be done that day. That's why they had the Megillah. But the rest of the Torah was given as a whole Torah, and Torah Chasuma Nitna. So at the end of the day, when Mechlekes was given Megillah Nitna, Chasuma Nitna, the Gemara said before, it's still a Shaila, even if you did both on the Arbim, if you're allowed to write Megillah today. And we had Mechlekes, Rambam, and Riff, if you're allowed to write Megillah today. And we Paskin, like the Riff, you're allowed to write Megillah today. And Pashas, like the second reason of the Rosh, because not everyone could afford to write an entire Torah, to write an entire Sefer Torah.